So what this has to do with the blues is that you could show up at a jam session or with, you know, band, sit in with a band or even just jam with someone and they say, you know, play a blues in key of whatever, right? And you don't even necessarily have to know the note names of the roots that you're playing in. You will in time, but right now you don't. Again, the purpose of this is to get you playing as fast as possible and having fun jamming on the blues in various keys. So a little fretboard theory goes a long way. When you look at that A major scale we just did, the fourth note of it, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, is on the fifth fret, and that is the same as the next string, the fourth string in this case, open. You know, some of you may know that you can tune your guitar by playing, you know, the fifth fret of the, let's say, the fifth fret of the sixth string, and that'll sound the same as the fifth fret open. If not, try it. Put your finger on sixth string, fifth fret, and then play fifth string open. Same is true for 5th string 5th fret versus 4th string open. Same is true for 3rd string. I mean, a 4th string 5th fret is the same as 3rd string. The only one that's different is the B sting string, the 2nd string, is only tuned in a 3rd. Meaning, if you want to tune that string by ear, you would have to go to 3rd string 4th fret and then play the 2nd string open. When you're back to the top string, you would put your first finger on 2nd string 5th fret, and that's the same as 1st string open. So again, summarizing, it goes 5th fret, 5th fret, 5th fret, 4th fret, 5th fret, right? So that's something you should learn. But in any case, what it means is the guitar is tuned in fourths, from one string to the next, going up a string, not down. It's tuned in fourths, except for the B sting string, which is only a third. How does this help you with the blues? Well, if you show up in a jam session and they say we're playing a blues in the key of G, all right, and you can find G on the sixth string, all right, that has to do with Big Cats Eat Fish. If you haven't heard that presentation, then you should listen to that. How to find the notes on the sixth string or on any string, but listen to that if you need to. That's a separate topic. But for right now, you put your finger on this 6th string 3rd fret, and that's G, okay? Because the guitar is tuned in fourths, right, then the 4 chord in the blues, all right, so let me just back up a sec. When you play G, that's the 1 chord, because you've already been told we're playing in the key of G. So the G chord, you know, is the 1 chord. If you put your finger on 5th string, fret 3, you've just gone up a 4th from the G on the 6th string, 3rd fret, and now you're on 5th string, 3rd fret. That is now the 4 chord, okay? So you can play this little lick that I showed you. If you go to number 5, you'll see the lick that I'm referring to, but before you go to that, let me just back up. I'm a little all over the place right now. I'm doing the best I can explaining these concepts in a short amount of time. Number 4 on your sheet tells you that when you have a note on the 6th string, any fret, and you go the next string, same fret, that's the 4th of that key. And then you go up another whole step, in this example, fret 5 of string 5. That is the 5th of that key. So you could play the G blues in G, following the Roman numerals in number 2, exercise number 2, without ever knowing the names of the other two notes that go with the chord, the root chord, demonstrating what I mean. If I start on finger 1, fret 3, string 6, and I look at exercise number 2, the form of the blues, I can play 1, 4, 1, 1, and then 4 again, and then 1 again, and then 5, 4, and 1, and 5, and I'm back. And I'm just using the diagram, the first diagram of number 4, and plugging in those intervals into the Roman numerals in number 2. Does that make any sense? the remainder of this is the next track. I'm going to explain the other diagram of number four.